Hi, everyone. Nice to see you. I'm Sarah Miller, Executive Director of Tiny Earth, and we are housed here at WID. As Sam mentioned, Tiny Earth is a global network of college students who are crowdsourcing, or we like to say student sourcing, antibiotics from soil bacteria. So we face several pressing global challenges with respect to all kinds of things. First one is increasing gaps with respect to achievements and access in science in college, increasing antibiotic resistance, and increasing soil erosion. Each of these constitutes a global crisis, which the Tiny Earth Initiative is designed to address. Tiny Earth's three goals, therefore, are to inspire students to have access to and to persist in the sciences, to address the dwindling supply of antibiotics, and to protect our precious soils. I will be unpacking only the first two in this talk. So first, let's start with the goal of inspiring diverse students to persist in science. So there are two problems here. Students leave science in college after declaring science majors, and there is a stubborn gap in performance. So first, nearly 600,000 students leave STEM majors every year, citing poor teaching methods as the primary reason. Worse, women, students of color, and all underrepresented groups leave at higher rates than majority students. In addition, the gap in performance between underrepresented and overrepresented students, as measured by exams or grades, has been called, quote, one of the most urgent and intractable problems in higher education. So in order to have a diverse STEM workforce, students need access to scientific opportunities. They need environments designed for success, and they need to feel like they belong in science. Colleges are often falling short, relying largely on didactic lectures, despite overwhelming evidence in support of active and inclusive learning strategies. So Tiny Earth provides students with access and opportunity to do real scientific research. So Tiny Earth is a CURE, which stands for a course-based undergraduate research experience. Students engage in a full semester of authentic science research, designing their own experiments, working collaboratively, failing, troubleshooting, failing again, collecting and analyzing data, trying again, and all the while building the lab skills needed to be part of the STEM workforce, or simply to be well-informed citizens who are able to think critically about scientific issues by weighing evidence. CUREs have been shown again and again to promote student learning. They increase research skills, they increase project ownership, they boost confidence, self-efficacy, and belonging in science, and they lead to retention in science. They focus on relevant problems, and they lead to new discoveries. Students who take a CURE, like Tiny Earth in college, are less likely to leave science. In fact, just one CURE in college can increase persistence in science, and the positive effect is even greater for students who are from groups that have been historically excluded from STEM. CUREs also provide access to research experiences at scale because they are taught as courses that enroll tens or hundreds of students simultaneously, rather than a more traditional one-on-one faculty-student research experience in a lab, where the math ain't mathin', right? Better yet, CUREs can be and are taught at all types of colleges, technical colleges, community colleges, tribal colleges, not just research universities. Okay, so we've established that CUREs provide access to and support for students to engage in research, but what are the students doing for that research? In Tiny Earth, the answer is the dwindling supply of antibiotics. Antibiotics are the medicines, of course, that we take to cure bacterial infections. They're also used in other applications like veterinary clinics or farms or on crops. However, largely due to overuse, bacteria are becoming increasingly resistant to the antibiotics that we have, rendering them useless. And you can see here that antibiotic resistance has risen sharply this century, especially for seniors.